My charge is to discuss disease resistance breeding in citrus. As you know, we've had a lot of scourges over the years, and besides greening and canker, there are others that are still quite relevant. We still have major issues with citrus blight. We have major issues with the Diaprepes phytophthora complex. And of course, with a lot of people still planting sour orange, Tristeza has not gone away. So we are, of course, working to develop new rootstocks that are very similar to sour orange that do not have a problem with Tristeza. We've been working for years on blight and the Diaprepes phytophthora complex. And actually, I think all this ties together because now we're learning that with greening, Swingosa tremula, which is our number one rootstock, seems to have a problem with its phytophthora resistance, which is exceptional under normal conditions. But when the trees are infected with the greening bacterium, the phytophthora resistance seems to diminish, making the root systems collapse, and then the trees, of course, collapse following that. So more robust genetic sources of phytophthora resistance could help solve this problem, and the rootstock could actually help greening trees stay in production or minimize symptoms of the greening disease once trees do become infected. Blight's also probably interacting with greening, and so in my opinion, anything that interferes with the vascular tissue, the flow up and down the tree, could possibly enhance the ability of the greening bacterium to establish and cause severe disease symptoms. So I think we have to be looking at all of these things in order to find the answers to these problems. In my presentation, I'm also going to show some work we're doing with greening. We are seeing some tolerance in commercial breeding material for scions, tolerance in some rootstocks. We'll highlight some of that. And with canker, we have a major canker breeding program now for grapefruit and pomelo-like hybrids. We're finding that one of the progenitor species of grapefruit, which is the red pomelo, has a lot of variation for tolerance to canker, and we're finding some very exceptional eating red pomelos that are highly tolerant of canker, and they can be used to breed seedless grapefruits, and we'll discuss how we're trying to accomplish all of that.
I think many growers look at this breeding of resistance as the long-term solution to these diseases, correct?
That is correct, and of course, some people think that means genetically engineered or transgenic citrus. And we've got major efforts underway in that regard, but it may also be possible that we can solve these problems without having to go to the GMOs or the genetic engineering. And it's not all long-term. We're already seeing that some of the new rootstock material that's in the pipeline will not make the trees totally resistant, but it may enhance our ability to grow productive grows and keep them in the production for, you know, the needed required amount of time for it to be profitable. So it's going to be an integrated approach in the short and midterm, and I think it's going to be a combination of the genetics and the nutrition and the silica control.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.